Grace is directly in favor and has a deep, and according to Young's and Strong's, has a deeper meaning of graciousness, which as we know, cannot stand alone. Knowledge is is understanding, and like graciousness, knowledge cannot stand alone. Brothers and sisters, we must combine graciousness and knowledge so that we may grow in grace and knowledge. Brothers and sisters, when we combine grace and knowledge, we will be able to grow in wisdom and understanding. We read in Acts chapter 10 about a man named Cornelius, who was a devout man who feared the Lord and prayed always to the Lord. Cornelius had a vision and sent for Peter to come and preach to him. Peter came and preached unto Cornelius, and he was able to grow in understanding and wisdom after combining grace and knowledge. We brothers and sisters must combine grace and knowledge so that we may grow in grace and knowledge. We read also in Acts chapter 10 about the word of life being preached unto the Gentiles. Peter was on a rooftop when he had a vision that was showing him that he needed to send the word of the Lord to the Gentiles. When the Gentiles heard the word of life, they rejoiced and were baptized. When we have the knowledge of the scriptures, we get baptized and start our walk to grow in grace and knowledge. Before we can start growing in grace and knowledge, we must have an acquaintance that which will supply the nourishment for this growth in grace and knowledge. Again, this acquaintance is the Lord Jesus Christ. It's when we have the knowledge of the scriptures, we get baptized. In the book of Isaiah, we are told the children of Israel were taken into captivity for not having knowledge. And then in Hosea, we are told of the children of Israel being destroyed for lack of knowledge. Brothers and sisters, is it possible to have our minds full of knowledge without understanding it? What use is the knowledge then if we do not understand it? We must seek the scriptures to find hope and ask our Heavenly Father for help, but this knowledge is worthless without grace, which is why we must grow in both grace and knowledge. By growing in graciousness and knowledge, we are to stay separate from the world around us. We also must let the gospel take first priority in our lives so that we do not forget it, that we are to grow in graciousness and knowledge. We must always be watching while we grow in the knowledge of our beloved Savior. When we look at Hosea chapter 6, verse 6, it says, "For I desired mercy and not sacrifice, and the knowledge of God is more than burnt offerings." This verse is saying that the Lord wants us to be meek and humble and have true love for His Word. This verse also is telling us that we must have a true and sincere knowledge of His Word. We must not fill our minds with useless knowledge, but rather fill our minds with the knowledge that will help us understand the scriptures, brothers and sisters. Whereas useless knowledge will create a stumbling block for ourselves. If we are to grow in grace and knowledge, we must also be holy in all manner of conversation. By being holy in all manner of conversation, it will help us grow in grace and knowledge. Without being holy in all manner of conversation, how are we going to grow in grace and knowledge? The answer is that without being holy in all manner of conversation, we cannot grow in grace and knowledge. We must strive to be holy in all manner of conversation. Without doing this, we will fall short in our growth in grace and knowledge. And by growing in grace and knowledge, we can work to be holy in all manner of conversation, and to make our calling and election sure, that we may build a character that will be pleasing to our Heavenly Father. The character that we are building for our Heavenly Father can be built by growing in grace and knowledge. This character is indicated by the spirit of humility and supported by courage and determination to do what we know to be right. We must always be watchful as we grow in grace and knowledge, for watchfulness should be the keynote of every believer's life. The studying of the scriptures will help us grow in grace and knowledge, as well as being consistent in prayer. As we study the scriptures and understand what we are studying, we are growing in grace and knowledge. And by doing this, we are fulfilling the words of Peter. When we can also grow in grace and knowledge, another way we can grow in grace and knowledge is by reading the scriptures every day of the week. And when we read the scriptures, we must understand what we are reading. For that is the only way that we, brothers and sisters, can make sure that we are growing in grace and knowledge. If we miss a day of doing the readings, we miss an opportunity to grow in grace and knowledge. And by missing a day to grow, we will temporarily stop growing in grace and knowledge. Brothers and sisters, this is why we must constantly be studying and reading the scriptures daily, so that we may continually be growing in grace and knowledge. Brothers and sisters, as we grow in grace and knowledge, we are letting our spiritual light shine. As we grow in grace and sin knowledge, we are showing our willingness to obey the word of the Lord. We read in 2 Peter chapter 3, verse 18, "But grow in grace and in knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. To him be the glory both now and forever." This verse is telling us that we must grow in grace and in the knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. The glory is to him forever. This verse plainly tells us that we are to grow in grace and knowledge. If we do not grow in grace and knowledge, then we are not taking heed to the words of Peter. In the New Testament expositor off of Easter, it tells us, there says that there is ever a need for spiritual growth, for we must either grow or regress. There is no standing still. Growth in grace and knowledge requires good soil and a cultivated mind towards God's word. Brothers and sisters, do we have good soil and a cultivated mind towards the word of God, or do we have bad soil and an old, uncultivated mind? The Lord has provided the tools for our spiritual growth. We must use this so that we may grow in grace and knowledge. From this, we will take a look at Colossians chapter 1, verse 10, which reads, "That ye might walk worthily of the Lord unto all pleasing, being fruitful in every good work and increasing in the knowledge of God." This verse states that we need to walk in a worthily manner that we may be pleasing. We must also be fruitful in all of our works. This includes growing in grace and knowledge. The rest of the verse states that increasing in the knowledge of God. The scriptures hold the principles that we must have in order to grow in grace and knowledge. For if we do not read the scriptures, we are not getting those principles. Furthermore, we read in 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 5, "That in everything ye are enriched by him, in all utterance and in all knowledge." This verse is saying that we, brothers and sisters, are enriched in all utterance and in all knowledge by Christ. Brothers and sisters, as we grow in grace and knowledge, are we growing with the enriching grace and knowledge, or are we growing without the enriched grace and knowledge? We must grow in the enriched grace and knowledge so that we may gain in the most growth. The growth in grace and knowledge is important to our walk in the truth, brothers and sisters. For without this growth, how are we to obey the Lord's commandments? Without the growth in grace and knowledge, we cannot expect to do what we are commanded to do. With the growth of grace and knowledge, we are able to understand what the Lord has commanded us to do. As we grow in grace and knowledge, we are obeying the Lord's commands, and then also taking heed to the words of Peter. The growth in grace and knowledge will help us, brothers and sisters, understand the scriptures better, and will So help us do what we are commanded to do. As we grow in grace and knowledge, brothers and sisters, we are also able to better explain what we believe in if the time so arises is to someone asking us, what do you believe? In conclusion, brothers and sisters, we must grow in grace and knowledge so that we may develop a character that is acceptable to our Heavenly Father. As we grow in grace and knowledge, we are doing what Peter tells us to do. Grace and knowledge are important to any believer's life and in our walk in the truth. This is why we must be steadfast in our growth in grace and knowledge. Thank you, brothers and sisters.